was an art practiced by Shinto priests thousands of years ago, and it has been brought into the 90s by a woman whose last name, spelled backwards, is Images. Hi.
Hi.
Amy Lee Sagami?
Yes. Let's go out to the studio where the action is.
Tell us what we're going to see today.
Painting on water.
What's the Japanese name for it, though?
Sumi Nagashi.
When and where did this art form originate?
2,000 years ago in China.
How did you learn how to do this?
A wing it.
Hey, you winged it. This is where you do the work, right on this, in this vat here.
Yes, I call it a tray. It's 2 inches deep, 4 by 4 wide.
How much water is in there?
It holds 15 gallons of water. So you have to empty or what does trouble you before you can be creative.
Are you empty right now?
Very, very empty. And it's painstakingly, one drop at a time, let it spread it out. People think of chaos as something is turbulence, all mixed up, you don't know which way is up, it's all very negative. But I think you can order chaos so that it can be beautiful.
Now, you were an engineer for many years. What made you choose to take this up?
Midlife crisis.
What do you use these toothbrushes over here for? How do you choose what kind of paper to use?
I experiment with all kinds.
Now, it definitely changed a lot from when you started it to when it the paper went in.
Yes, you control some and you let go some. And I think the most dynamic work comes in that way. Then it's organic.
How did you create that mountain effect? It looks like a mountain range of sorts.
See, what happens is your eyes look at the black space and you say, oh, it's dark, which means shadow. And then your brain starts to compute and say, okay, if there's a shadow, there must be a difference in the height. It must be a mountain range then.
This is not just water in this vat. It's you put something in the water, right?
I use seaweed.
You've heard of people doing their faces on Xerox machines. I wonder if you could do that with this process. Put your face onto the self-portrait in a way.
Self-portrait.
Amy, if somebody wants to view or purchase your work, what should they do?
Come to the Fine Arts Building.
And what's your phone number?
312-922-5811.
Amy, I toast you.
There's seaweed in the water.